American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios in the biggest little city in the world, the city of weddings and festivals and music. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, filling in for Reverend Rory Dowd, who's getting married this weekend, so it's my honor. And we have a beautiful band, Seedless Tendency.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was lovely the way you meandered around that intro.
Meandered it. Very but nice. I still nailed the post.
I liked it.
That was great. any real radio people in the room that could talk about how well Nick talked that up?
That
Nick
was fantastic. Nick
was absolutely impressed. Fabulous. I was very impressed. As a radio professional, I must say that he definitely worked his way from the beginning to the end.
Thank you.
That's all you can say, yeah. Like, I'm going to talk really slowly because I know I have more time.
That's my own
recommend.
Head, you guys.
I think he did great.
I have a little different hosting style than Rory, who's very bombastic. I'm a little more laid back than that, I think. I'm a little more, probably more spacey and less focused. But anyway, here we are on the podcast again with Seedless.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
It's been a long time since we played Nick's thing.
Yeah. We're on with Seedless Tendencies.
How appropriate.
Hippie reggae band, right? Kind of.
No,
sort of.
No,
I know.
Yeah, no,
I'm just so fucking much a hippie,
just a touch.
Man.
In other words, folks who smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, you know, they tend to be at the show. You know, we don't really go out and actively recruit them. It just seems to happen.
Are you guys in some kind of commune? Because it's like a whole village of people.
A whole village.
I heard
of
that
people.
It takes a village.
Are
you
it takes
talking
a village to make a band.
To make
you,
a band.
Are you talking about our band being a village? Do we qualify?
How yeah, there's you? Enough people
you,
in here.
Are you the village people?
Yeah.
Ooh, now that's
no.
Not,
we are the people of the village.
You? It's a deal breaker.
But
go to the YMCA now.
Seedless Tendency makes me think of pot too.
Yeah, you know. So you want to hear the story of how the band was named originally?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay, cool. So Seedless Tendency actually began as a garage band in Sparks, Nevada, on Greenbrae and Probasco.
No shit, that's so close to the original Dogwater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we were on
really
Nelson
cool.
by York.
You know, and as I was talking about earlier, I think you guys started the studio maybe a little bit before this project started, because it was April of 2008.
Yeah,
that's when we're doing this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is about the exact same time that the studio got started.
Yeah,
the podcast was what year, Nick?
2011.
Right.
Yeah.
A little
so,
later.
Yeah. So we were, of course, needing to figure out the name of the band. So everybody, there was five of us, and everybody was chartered with going and finding three different names and coming back. So I Googled how to name a rock band and all that stuff, and there was this one that said the numbers strategy. And so I clicked on that, and basically it was like you pick two numbers, one to – so it's a total random thing. Pick two numbers, one to 100. Go to any bookshelf at your library, personal library, whatever. Pick a random book. The first number is the page number. The second number is how many words you count down. And they said – if the word or the word in front of it, with it, or the word behind it makes sense, then go with it. So it was kind of, I think it was out of the book Great Expectations, a classic.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't the number 69 that you chose?
It wasn't.
Oh,
it should
okay.
have been, though.
You
know, again, it was totally too. You know what, Sammy? I know why you said that. but anyway, so the caption basically said something like Dr. So and so said that his patient indicated seedless tendencies.
What the fuck does that mean? I've never read right? Great Expectations.
Right?
Why would you indicate seedless tendencies?
And that's what I said. I said, so what?
So it's not a weed thing? It's from Great Expectations?
Right? Exactly. And so
I don't know if I believe you made this up.
No.
It sounds like it's pretty made up, right?
It is true. It is true.
We got a team in the back working on that right now.
Now, that being said, when I'm trying to sell this to the other band members, I told them, you know, everything is just like, you know, so here, when people say, how did you name your band? What does it mean? What would we say? So I am estranged from my biological father, and the guy that started the band, interesting story, he's from the Philippines, and he never knew his father. I don't want to get into the specifics of that story because I don't want to say something I shouldn't. But anyway, he never knew his father either. So we did have some seedless tendencies as far as our biological makeup.
So it's not about smoking weed. It's about being bastards.
It's about sperm.
Yeah.
And semen.
Okay.
Here they come.
Okay. I get it.
Now I see what kind of show this is. Okay. So that's
no babies. Okay. No babies.
No babies. No.
And seedless tendencies. Like,
that's right.
And not
Grady?
Into having babies.
Grady, not into having babies.
Grady, real. Where would you hire the guy to make up this story?
Hey, all I can say is there is a little asterisk at the end. Where when people say, does it mean seedless that you guys smoke seedless? I'm saying, hell yeah.
There you go. Okay.
You know, so that's the, but this is the inside intel. That is truly how the band,
it's an animal.
That's how I found Seedless Tendency. It was in a random book.
Far out.
A little bit high. Puff, puff, give, Mother Trucker.
Right on. We got the name already hashed out. That's great. Rick, how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend, Dogwater Rick?
I made it to Merry Anarchy only one night, Friday night, because my session that was scheduled couldn't work that night because it was Joe Atack and he was playing Sculpture Fest.
Right.
And so I had a fucking great time with Joe Atack working on his solo album, which is fucking unbelievable. It's so amazing. It's so like, it's just trippy and it's really fucking cool. But it's going to take us like a million years to finish it because he's playing everything.
Bummer.
So, yeah. So we have another session like in 2 months. And we're both so busy. He's fucking busier than I am. So.
And he hops the pond and everything.
Oh, God. Right, yeah. Right. But between here and so that was cool. And fucking, and Merry Anarchy was amazing. I wanted to stay the whole night. I wanted to see everybody.
Review the bands you saw.
So I started with The Adorables, which was fucking really cool.
Thank you.
And I was so excited to see Felix actually play guitar, and he looked so cute with his fucking beard and the guitar. It looked like it made so much sense. If I didn't know that he didn't play guitar up till then, I wouldn't know that he didn't play guitar.
That's awesome.
He looks good with a guitar.
He got better real fast.
Fuck! And you guys sounded amazing. So that was all really cool. I couldn't understand his words at first. We had got to work out that mic thing. He was like, whenever I got close to it, my hand hit the guitar mic. So... anyway, so that was really fucking cool. And then I saw, Angel went on next, and he was really good. But that was a spot where everybody fucking stopped paying attention, which always sucks. Like,
yeah, it's kind of a drag.
And then who was next? And then I forget the order, but I know I saw Prince Robot, which were fucking really cool. They were on the show.
Oh, they were later on at 9 o'clock.
It was great to see them live. And of course, Pink Awful was amazing, like they always are.
Pink Awful.
Holy shit. Badass. And Roxy Colley was really fucking cool. And then poor Rick B, his band had all those sound issues and that kind of sucked. And
Rick B?
Rick Baker from here on the show.
Oh, the Hunt Club.
The Hunt Club. They had issues.
Electronic music.
Dude, one keyboard just don't work.
Jub-jubs it often
fuck.
Doesn't. You know, there's misfires. We had a Saturday meltdown.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, one of the bands, I won't name them because they'll probably be like, don't do that, dude.
Yeah, anyway, Rick is already going to be mad.
One of the bands.
Fucking totally suck.
One of the bands, first off, a word of advice. If you're going to play Merry Anarchy, at least in any show, have some fucking courtesy and be there at least a half hour before your set.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
If you're not at least a half hour before your set, you're late.
Friday was like clockwork. So Saturday, one band.
You show up, you know, 10, 15 minutes into your set, you know.
Into your set?
Yeah. And the motherfuckers pull in with a U-Haul. And I'm like, oh, you rented a U-Haul for this? Like, that's fucking crazy. Of course, I'm going to let you play, right? Give them a little bit of time to play. But during their set, you know, like the other band who was going to play after them was already set up, so they played early. Fade Awaits, which is a bunch of little kids, which we should talk about that sometime too. It was pretty
like
funny,
kids?
And cool. It was like
Riku
school
age?
Rock and shit.
Oh,
kind of
nice.
Band.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
why they get Forte Awards.
They have their studios right next door to ours at MRC.
Oh, Fade Awaits?
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, they were there. But so they did their set. These guys get on. They get like two songs in. And it was like a long time to get it set up too. And then two songs in, one of the batteries dies on something on the drum thing.
Oh no!
And they just stop playing, and they're Mr. Soundman, the sound guy is there.
Fuck.
Of course, he's been there since yesterday too.
Yeah, that's a big fucking job.
So
Yeah, man. Then so we go up there and we're like, okay, it's, the clock is ticking. The other band is ready to go, and it's actually their time. Actually, it's 15 minutes after their time. So that they were supposed to start originally. So we'll only be 15 minutes off if these guys get off right now, right? But that was after a dude was like looking around, got a battery, replaced it, plugged him in. It still didn't work, right?
Fuck.
Nightmare.
And he's all, "Do you just want us to just pack up them all?" Yeah. Guess that's what we'll have to
do.
Oh,
so it was total fail. So they're late, then
they
everything
got two
fell
songs,
apart.
Yeah. Well. Still got to play at Marianne.
Were the two songs
sounds
amazing?
Sounds like a Kanye West concert.
Oh. Did you just go there?
Or what was the one in the Bahamas?
Firefest.
but it's only $10 to get in, not, you know.
Oh, that's good.
$10,000.
Right.
Jesus.
Hey, Rick, which one of those bands from Mary Anarchy got the Forte? You just said about the Forte.
Oh, the School of Rock Kids.
Oh, right.
Which is not actually the same band.
But he said
School of Rock people in them all. Oh, it's the people who win the Fortes.
No, I saw them at the Fortes. I got one, too.
You did.
I sure did.
I was there.
That was me. I didn't know you then.
Oh yeah! Congrats, Rick.
Thanks, you guys.
Mets. That's awesome.
Thank you, man.
Not a cover band.
No.
Fucking rad.
Well, actually, yes. It's jazz. We're doing Sinatra and stuff.
Oh, that's so true.
So
you
it's
know,
not
jazz
a cover
is different.
Band. You do it differently every time.
You don't call those covers. You call them standards.
Exactly.
So
that's what we do.
It's not fucking the same thing.
No.
It's from a different era.
Exactly.
Where that was okay.
And still from this era.
Yeah.
I picked up on that and agree, though, Rick. Not a cover band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there were only a couple of awards.
100%.
All these amazing bands get up that are so that I fucking worship, and some cover band wins.
Right.
And I just thought, like, that is so different. It should be another category.
It's going to be this year.
I bet. Yeah, I knew. We all knew that it was the first year, and they were going to work out some kinks.
I was involved.
I mean, we all know. We all knew that, like, that's an obvious problem that I'm sure somebody's going to address.
Yes, cover bands will be a category. In fact, Fortes are open now.
Right on. Yeah, go register for that Forte Award, you guys out there in Radioland, in the internet.
Yeah.
And then Sculpture Fest, too, was awesome this weekend.
There was too much this weekend. Fuck.
Did anyone go to Riverfest?
Crazy. Nope. Crazy.
Did anybody go to Grimfest? Okay.
We recorded first 1 hour special at the comedy club that I work at the Pioneer Center. So that was pretty badass too.
Yeah. No, wait, who is we? Have we even told
is that
the audience
Sammy?
How many fucking people are here?
No, I don't think so.
They have no idea.
Can we do like the Mouseketeer roll call thing really quick so that everybody knows?
Oh yeah, okay, let's go. We'll go around the room in here and then Rick, you direct the other room.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll go around. We got Grady over here. Right,
what's
Grady? Say hi, Grady.
Grady who?
Is Ian.
Hey, what's up?
Danny.
What's going on?
Britstra.
Aloha.
Sammy downstairs.
What's up, guys?
And then I've got Rick on one side who's a radio guy.
That's Rick Metz, the sax man.
And?
Alec, the other sax man.
I've already forgot Alex's name. I'm such a dick.
And it's
I'm
Alec.
Just thinking of him as Alec.
Like Alec Baldwin, right?
God, yeah. That's shitty.
What do you play, Alec? What's your instrument?
Saxophone.
There's two sax players.
Two saxes.
Double
trouble.
And?
Hi, my name is Riku.
Hi, Riku. Welcome to the show, Riku. Is Josh? Was Josh able to make it this time? Chewbacca.
Josh is totally here. Wait.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Hi, Josh. It's good to hear you. That was a little obtuse of you to say that. I don't know why you would start out the game.
Probably
with
get more than he gets in a night.
Homosexual references. But
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Right. That is bad.
Just putting that out there.
Everybody knows that.
Well, I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
But if they do it on accident, you can't get as mad.
No.
You know, if it's an accident.
And let's face it.
I'm a fan.
And I always. and let's face it, like every boyfriend I've ever had, when they're facing the other way, rinsing the shampoo out of their hair, I always pee on them.
Oh, wow.
And then they're always like, when they figure it out, they're like, stop that. And then I just laugh.
Golden shower action? Yeah.
Golden shower action, Rico.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Get onto something.
It's how elections are won.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's in America, too. Can you believe that?
So I'm pretty sure, like, is everybody mostly... Mostly on the we're living in crazy land?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been that way for a long time.
Right. Yeah, but it's extremely crazy, like, to read the things about our country right now.
You know what I found?
I mean, it's been crazy. You're right.
I'm always in the middle, you know, because I've been a libertarian for over 20 years. I've stopped playing the blue and red game.
Woo, go team!
But is it's that always interesting.
Yeah, I switched.
No team. Every cycle, the losing side says that. You know, I've noticed that whoever
I don't think it's a losing thing, dude.
No,
I mean, hoping
whichever.
For the best. I'm like, well, let's see what the fucking dude can do. But Jesus Christ, man,
yeah. it's it's controlled opposition. They give you a choice between shit and a turd.
I think it's more like shit and diarrhea.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Fucking like, I agree. I'm still vomiting.
I think the guys on the flat.
They both smell, but one of them you could pick up with your hand.
Yeah, that's yes, like the that's old
the other one you need like the
no proposition. How do you pick up the clean
like
end of the turn?
You can't pick. This is a fucking mess, dude.
I don't even know
where to start. Get some mops and some bleach.
Right?
You need to bleach that shit, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Crucifix.
How to pick up the clean end of the turn.
Be gone.
There's some holy water down here for a
diarrhea.
Dollar.
Hell
town.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard
carpet stain remover, all kinds of shit.
I heard a priest say that the holy water was only good for so long, and I've had that holy water for like 10 years.
It's expired?
Yes, it's expired.
It lost its powers.
Let's call it previously holy water.
It won't work on vampires or anything?
No, they just laugh at you. They just be like, whatever.
That shit's 10 years old, dummy. Right. You need fresh holy water to burn me.
Important question. How do you make holy water?
A priest has to bless it.
Take ordinary water and boil the hell out of it.
Da-da-ch.
Oh, I got it.
Right. Oh, I get it.
Right. It's easy.
Took some time, but I knew you would.
That hurt. Sammy doesn't have symbols.
No.
You should.
Yes, he does. Have you seen his new tattoo?
Yeah, what's your new tattoo, Sammy?
Symbols. He's got symbols on his body.
Like Zildjian?
No, just symbols.
Oh,
I think they were Egyptian hieroglyphics. Yeah.
Are they on
here?
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, this is... All right, redo. Let's start over.
Terrible
what are you guys' influences? How did you get together?
Cocaine for the most music? Part, but that's just me.
Who was that?
Sammy, again.
Sammy likes coke.
I was just kidding, by the way. I got.
I'm more of a 7-Up guy.
7-Up guy.
Although Sprite's even better.
Okay.
Especially with vodka.
Wow. We were going to do a quiz, but we got too many people, so we're not doing that. We're going to pack the episode
maybe,
with
maybe
music.
We could just do a rapid fire session. How's
we'll
that?
Do a rapid fire
just
quiz.
Just rapid fire.
We're going to do a rapid fire quiz. Okay.
Let's
I'll get some of my notes. For the rapid fire ready when we're in the song portion, which should start now. We should do some music. Let's hear this seedless tendency. Let's see what you're all about.
All right.
Get everyone tune.
Wait, don't forget to tune because we care.
Yeah, everyone tune, please.
All right, let me know when you're ready so I can count that off.
And then nobody said anything.
Yeah, and then it was quiet.
Because we're not ready yet.
Oh, okay. Brittany, I get it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, shit. Britt Straw, you still doing the wolves and all that?
Yep. I'm coordinating the annual fundraiser Wolfstock, which is July 29th at the Potentialist Workshop.
Okay. Let's talk about that when you get back from
Absolutely.
The musical break.
Oh.
Okay. Did we fill enough time?
All right. So this first song is on our debut album, Evolution from Deep Water is its title. And this song is called Rain. Originally written about teen suicide. Mm.
Is that a go?
That's a go.
Another doesn't see a drop. When do the disadvantaged have to climb that hill? When the fortunate ones won't give it up. And you and I have been around enough to know that sometimes attitude is all we got. But just keeping it real with no malice but zeal. And don't you ever stop, cause it's just rain. Pour rain. will life reduce you a fool? Keep it up, don't give up, make it a breeze. Nobody ever says you get to do what you please. I know what you please. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. So put your eyes on someone else and take that monkey off your back.
That was perfect.
Isn't it weird that I just have that?
That's awesome. Want an Oompa Loompa now!
I have one. Would you like to come see it, little girl?
No! You are oddly prepared for this.
Classic. Classic.
But I have candy, too.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Slut.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Brutal.
Oh, baby, no slut.
They've got it all.
Someone came to play. Good Lord.
Hey, that was fun, guys.
Yeah, fuck, good jamming, guys.
Dude, should we like?
You know, I would have really liked to have seen that.
How many songs do you have?
All of them.
Fucking rad. Can we play Sister Golden Hair?
How many songs do we have recorded?
No, for us, repertoire. For us tonight.
Oh, all
total
of them.
Six.
Six no, tonight.
We have yeah, all of them.
How many do you have in your repertoire, if you don't mind me asking? That's kind of like a personal question.
26.
Six. 26?
Yeah.
Originals? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rad. And then a bunch of covers probably, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
My goal is to get to 100.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a good goal.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't have that. My friend Stacey Toll has like 200 songs, and I look up to her. I'm just like, damn,
I
girl.
Know. It is crazy.
And hers are so good. Like, every one you're all. Another really, really good one?
Yeah.
You just don't... Can you write, like, a shitty song once? Like, no, that's why...
Just to make me feel better?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, you know...
200 songs, man.
I'm going to get to 100. Some people can 100. Just crank them out. You know, I kind of have to, like, wait to, you know, definitely work
me
with
too.
A muse.
I have to process shit. You know? And then I'm also so busy that I don't even take the time to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Do you ever... Nick also likes shit.
Shut up, Chewy. Do you... have you ever heard of this immersion... What is it? ICS, Rick? The Immersion Composition Society.
Yeah. And they make you write songs really fast.
You spend a whole day. Like, you wake up. Well, you get a day. Like,
so it's like a boot camp?
It's kind of like a just like a, you know, like internet challenge type thing.
Oh.
But what you do is you get a team in your town, right? A bunch of people who take the challenge, right? And all day long you record or you, all day long you write and then record the new songs. And the goal is, you know, to do as many as you can in one day. You know, it's up to you, really. You know, if you want
to
just stick with quality, you're probably only going to come out with like one or two songs.
You have to write and record them, right?
Blast through some songs. And yeah, and then you present your album at the end of the day at the party. Everybody gets together and everybody. We all listen to everybody's albums.
That's pretty
that
cool.
Night.
There was a time
That's
when awesome. So many people, like so many bands I was working with, they were all like, this started as an ICS song. Uh-huh. Like it just forced us to write a song and then we fleshed it out later.
Yeah. You know. You write out and it's kind of like, oh, that was cute and interesting. And then we actually finished it later and put it on a record.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because when we, like Seedless Tendency, I mean, we always say that we were born at the alley. You remember the alley?
Yeah.
So Chape and Saddle Champs, Scotty Roller.
Scotty Roller and Chapin, yeah.
Yep. Those guys got a big event called Cash for Clash.
Yeah, I was at that. I played at that.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Then we were there.
I got third place.
Which
I was in
band?
Scotty Roller's band.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing bass.
So we ended up getting we won the local.
Shames got second place,
headliner.
My wife. Sorry.
And so we had to end up like 3 weeks later. And then we were headlining, you know what I mean? So we only had four songs going into that event.
Uh-huh.
And so we just like, just wrote four more songs. But, you know, a couple of them made it on the debut album.
Rad.
You know, so
rad.
There's something, you know, about, you know, kind of like coming up in a schizophrenic, you know, type of thing.
Yeah. And a deadline. Yeah. Get shit done. For real. You know, there's a reason why motherfuckers are hard about that.
I think it's called a fugue. What was your inspiration behind this
fugue
album?
State.
The deadline.
Fugue state? What does that mean?
That just basically means he went into his own little fugue state. He had to go into his own little world, and the music came out.
So when it's right. So like Toccata and Fugue in D minor, is a toccata and his own little world?
No. He's the fugue.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. The toccata can just go to hell.
Dude.
Fuck the toccata.
You guys are smarter than me. I get it. I don't know what fugue is.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I'm just, out. Yeah. I was looking shit up on my phone right now.
Fugue. Right?
Yes, sir.
Fugue. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody at home, Google that right now.
Right now. Do it.
Your life will be better for it.
I think they pronounce it fug you.
No, that's fug Yui.
Fug you?
You know who Yui is, right? Yui's a good guy. Come on, don't fuck Yui.
Who's got the best fug Yui in town? That should be a Reno Fui.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Is that a real kid?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Rory's daughter,
me.
Riku.
Oh, hi. Oh, Riku. What's
Say hi to Riku, everybody.
Hi, Riku.
And
Rick was offering her candy. For real?
Right, yeah, for real.
Well, yeah, I'm Jewish. I asked her if she wanted to buy a piece of candy.
Are you a squirter?
Jesus Christ.
For you, baby, yeah.
Ask cash or grass?
Nobody rides for free.
She knows.
It
took
Rick,
so long
you know
to get her to
FBI
say that.
FBI got a division for people like you.
I like a lot of her drops have the question mark at the end because she's like, what? What are you making me say? Yeah. I don't know what that is. Like, she's all, ask what her, grass?
What I had her say, faggot?
Faggot.
Like, it's like a question mark? Faggot?
That's awesome.
That one's brutal. That's always the brutal faggot to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
And she never said that. She said Bob Saget, and then I had her say fun, and then I put the F on Saget. And you wind up with
faggot.
The same thing with
dirty cocksucker.
She never said that. Said dirty car. That's just, and she said rocksucker.
Special effects.
Where
folks.
Are the
special
effects,
effects
coming from?
Nice.
Who's that? Yeah. Who's in the background going? Oh,
me.
Yeah.
That was a good edit, though, Rick.
Fuck! Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Good
you.
Really nice, man. I like the edit work on that.
And
it's very clean.
It's funny when you need a kid cursing. How creative you can get to cause that to happen.
You know, if you got the toys to make them happen.
Yeah,
right. I'm fucking crying.
Kids love toys.
And candy, apparently.
Right?
Only
right.
If they purchase them at a reasonable discount.
Bridge, you've already done this.
Oh, a few times.
Was it like this when you did it?
Yeah, it's always.
It's always like this.
It. It's chaos. Yeah, it's a little bit of organized chaos or disorganized chaos or whatever we do.
I like it.
It's the best type
fun.
Of chaos.
Yeah, we get to know you. Like, how long have you guys? You've been doing it for a long. You said since 2008, right?
Yeah, the original inception.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people from the original are here today?
Oh God,
one.
You.
Yeah.
Grady. Okay. Yep. Okay, Grady. Who's the next oldest member? Raise your hand.
Down here.
Well, don't raise your hand. It's radio.
Yeah, recently.
Right.
Recently,
that's what I meant.
The guy that I really started this project with, a lot of people in the area know him, Paul Anthony, Paul Squillante. And then he recently retired last October. His dad had some health issues. He just turned 60, feeling those green grasses, you know, of home and stuff. And so he, but he was with me from the beginning, you know, in that garage in Greenbrae. So that was kind of like my co-songwriter, you know, stuff like that. So this is all new trails, you know, at this point, you know, Ian came in and, you know, he's handling the bass duties now.
And when did you join Ian?
I think I met Grady probably 6 or 8 months back, and I posted something on BandMix or something, just looking for a local band to jam with, and I met Grady, and I kind of followed him and studied along with him for 4 or 5 months, and then it was time. A couple months back, I started rehearsing with him and tried to fill in Paul's big shoes.
Nice.
He's a clown, that's why.
He's a big clown.
What are your influences?
Oh, my influences, probably mostly progressive rock. You know, I grew up with Rush and Primus and just different things,
yes.
Some southern rock stuff.
King Crimson.
And, yeah, different things like that. I'm a vinyl junkie, so I like all that old rock stuff and different things.
Right.
But I'll touch on, you know, bluegrass and jazz and different things and, you know, try to listen to that stuff. I try to stay away from the radio, you know, pop, like mostly pop kind of stuff, and
yeah,
get a little more funky, I guess.
Right.
That
on,
shit's
right on.
For commies.
Yeah, Chewy doesn't like pop. Chewy doesn't like pop. He thinks it's for commies.
But at this point,
he doesn't like commies either.
Hell no.
Yes.
Which I try to tell him, it's not like they're, it's a, we just get in arguments, so.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, see.
But to Nick, to answer your question, the one that's been with us the longest at this point is downstairs, Sammy.
Sammy.
Yeah.
On Sammy. The congas.
On, well, drums originally, yeah.
But tonight on the congas.
Tonight on the congas. And right later on. Tonight on the nalgas. So
on the nalgas.
Yeah. I'm still waiting, big boy. I'm still waiting, big boy.
After party. I got two tickets for that show.
I pay extra where I go for that privilege.
That's right. Two tickets to Pound Town, baby.
Yeah, when are you going to get the other three
pound
quarters of a pound?
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
You should see him in his tassels.
Oh, nice. Shit!
Oh. Who? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys get down like that, huh?
Right. Just me, but
I'm
yeah
liking you every minute more and more.
It's a free show, but he charges later.
That's right.
Oh, you're going to pay later.
You
got sure
to pay to leave.
You know, when you're playing, you know you're going to pay later.
I want to get out. I have $20.
It's like, you know, when they give away a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven, you know the guy's going to buy a hot dog.
That's how it usually goes. People end up leaving with hot dogs left and right.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Fruit for you and a hot dog, too.
Yeah, what you need. Should we have more music?
I definitely think you guys should hear another song.
This was a hell of a bitch to set up, so let's fucking rock this shit.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, shoot, you know what I think we're going to do next is we're going to have our girl Britt. Britt's been with us now a couple years. Met her, I think it was an open mic over at Patty's, and asked her if she likes reggae, and she's like, hell yeah, I like reggae.
She
and
was so in her tassels, too.
She came and jammed with us one time, and that, the rest is history. So, yeah, we're going to do a
I remember when Britt,
Papa Fish cover.
Britt got her band and was in the band, and it was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
That she does more than one thing, but and supports the Wolves and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's awesome. Are you going to play the little
ukulele today, but if you guys want to, we have a show coming up May 27th at 3rd Street Bar, and we'll be playing a full set, so that'll be good times,
full
along
band
with the Voodoo Cats. I think that door's open at like 8:30 or something.
First time.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick. Sure, yeah, we'll advertise that again later in the show for sure. So get your pens ready.
All right, sweet. Sammy, so you're going to bring us in with a little fast tempo.
No. Actually, Danny will.
Okay.
When a guy comes along thinking he's in love and he wants to get a piece of me, and they think that I'm so nice, but really I've got another side that isn't so lovely. In fact, it's ugly. I try to warn them about all the things that I do. Yeah, I got some issues and I'm up and I'm down, and you don't got a clue why me acting this way. personal. I tell them they should run, but they just keep coming closer. I know that it's wrong, but I try. I'm a medic, my mermaid in a sand. I sing your love songs and rip off your head. And I'm 1 to 10, 1 to 10 when he says something wrong. Got me all to ego, all worked up, and I try to shake it off. And I'm 1 to 10, 1 to 10, and you're already gone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, it's happened more than once. Okay, it's happened more than twice. When my brain takes over, chemical reaction, then I explode. I've got such a temper like no other. Some say me gets you from my mother. But when life's tough, I got more love and you know what to do with. I told you I was crazy and you just shrugged your shoulders. I know that it's wrong, but I try. I'm a manic, my roommate's in the sense. Sing your love songs and rip off your head. And I'm 1 to 10, 1 to 10 when it says. Up on your feet, she got an attitude that you wouldn't believe. But I'm the kind of guy that don't take that crap. Pushing me away, then she's pulling me back. And I know it's not easy to love me. Not when you're losing, it's getting confusing. But I can look past that. Passion, I got that devotion, you know that you got me. And you don't even know. A tragic story in a way. You want an answer, I can't explain. I'm 1 to 10, 1 to 10 when he says something wrong. I got my alter ego, I'm worked up. And I try to shake it up. And I'm 1 to 10, 1 to 10, and you already go. Up on your feet, she got an attitude that you wouldn't believe. But I'm the kind of guy that don't take that crap. She's pushing me away, then she's pulling me back. What you gonna do when you can't get enough? She says she's gonna leave when I call her bluff. I'm gonna be a real stand-up guy. Why can't we all get high?
Fuck, that was rad. You guys are cool.
I need a beer.
Do another one. Do another one. Do you want
another
one?
Encore.
Hey, Sam. Yeah. Sammy.
Lamar. Yes, yes, yes.
Sammy. Start the clock.
You killed it, Rick.
Song's called Don't Get Angry.
Thank me. It's true.
It's true.
a reflection of those things I learned from you. If you would only get in touch with my feeling, you would rather just continue the bleeding. So don't get angry.
Yeah, control your emotions.
Don't get angry.
There's more fish in the ocean.
No, don't get angry.
Just focus on your own abortion.
So don't get angry. One day you will thank me. It's true.
Dude, some of that had some like smooth crazy operator, chair. Fucking smooth, like that was fucking rad shit. Damn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like the message too. It's cool.
Yes.
Like
all important.
I still, bro,
message.
Don't get aggro. Don't be angry.
I still need a beer. I'm getting angry.
You mad, bro?
Who's? Oh, we have no interns. Fuck.
Oh, we I'll send somebody up. Don't worry, I got you.
Where's the beer at?
We do have interns.
Do they know where we are?
They'll find it, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw two lovely ladies on the couch.
Just, oh, nice.
Just one cold something to the top floor, please.
And he's on the left side, left door.
Yes, I am on the left
all
side.
All right.
Of course, it's the sack section that's drinking heavily.
Let's see if they want to volunteer, Dogwater Dick.
They did. They're on their way up.
No, I mean, see if they want to be our interns for the show.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Like, can they show up next week?
Can you show up next
Monday? Yeah, I think
Monday?
The girl is nodding her head right now. She said, yeah.
There's a lot of exposure in it. No money, but lots of exposure. And you can expose yourself on the radio and get away with it.
I know. That's
I'm sitting here in my
the
underwear
hot tub
right now.
We're all sitting in right now.
I got my dick out right now, and I'm sure we all know why.
Cross your legs, honey.
Hey, just so you guys know, one of the interns is Miss Jacuzzi.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Mr. Jacuzzi.
You know what that means, right?
Ooh, yeah. That's track that's 7 on the debut album.
Wow. Just Kerouac-ing
every,
it.
Every song has a story, Nick.
Yeah. Every story has a song.
I dated Miss Santa Fe once.
Makes me think. That makes me think.
Which comes first?
I can hear the thinking.
Depends.
The gears are grinding.
I hear all this beer action,
beer.
But there's no beer in here.
Oh snap. Oh, she's on her way back up. She's
is
on her way back
me?
Up.
Oh,
no, she needs more hands, guys. It's all good. She came to get more.
Something?
She's good.
Help me.
Anybody else need one?
You get?
Ian's got one.
You got two beautiful girls on the way up right now.
Is it empty?
Baby.
I don't know what's going on. All right, everybody ready? Here we go. We're on the radio.
No, I don't have beer yet.
All right.
Sammy downstairs.
Radio when Rick doesn't
yeah,
have beer.
Yeah, they're upstairs. They're going upstairs. Two beautiful girls. You'll see them right now.
Yeah, but they're not coming to us.
No, they're coming to you, bro. I sent them just straight to you.
Hey, man, that song's interesting acoustically, huh? Mm-hmm.
It is.
That song is mainly distortion.
Oh, usually
at the,
you guys
at the
do,
end of the song is just a lot of distortion and yeah. it's different.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you usually,
it sounds great though. I like it like that.
Usually you do it electric?
Yeah, it's electric and it's a very distortion type, a lot of leads and
there's a lot
okay,
of
Okay, cool. Yeah, in the
solos.
Studio you can't like that's, get up to the
But I actually I like doing stuff. The acoustic. We've never done it before. Acoustic.
It's fucking really cool. Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to see you in real life and be like, cool. What the fuck?
Oh, well
then let's pack it with a lot of music so you guys can get an acoustic record out of the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was saying.
Do another song.
I think we're setting a record.
You want to do another song, Rick?
More music. Yeah. No,
we'll do rapid fire and we'll do rapid fire when we get back.
You want to hear the song they're playing on a local radio right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is your radio hit.
So next one up is, it's called Greed. Now this song, we actually got an award in Hollywood, Academia, it was a reggae song of the month.
Nice.
You know, so this song was truly the first song that once Sammy joined the group, Don't Get Angry, was the first song we tried to write a little with a little bit of kind of a more
the last song
reggae wrote? Roots, yeah, mm-hmm. after the Cali Roots Festival in 2012.
Mm.
So this one is even more progressed down the line.
Yeah, and
so it's production, all that good stuff. So.
And Ian's never heard it because he doesn't listen to the radio, so.
That's true.
I have a radio
in
my
head.
Now,
this one I have some falsetto, so I have to drink some water. I can't drink beer before this one. I have to.
Yes, you can. I've seen you do it. Be a man.
Those tight pants.
Be a man.
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta just clip that laugh out, Rick. That was classic.
Come on, be a man and sing like a girl.
That's Frankie Valli, man.
All right, here we go. So, let's see. I need a A minor. Yeah. Hey, listen to this song. 'Cause all can sing along, come huddling. Just gender flip the page. It doesn't matter. Hey, let's juggle it. You know we talk aloud enough to scream and shout about the greed that's taking over the world. And even though we see all this hypocrisy, we still allow the small elite to rule us. Never thought I would see the day when the people and all our races come in slaves again without force. All the people pushed aside, we as a music to and hide the very ones who want to oppress us more. They want more.
They want more.
Yeah, they want more.
They want more.
Yeah, they want more, more, more. So now our children see examples, you and me, how we getting by living day by day. The greed that makes us eat the info on the screen, not realizing that is how they feed us. All the people in the way seem to vanish in the haze of inquisition without justice. All the action trickles round, not the way the news goes down. But you're not begging, no, oh no, but you need more. You need more.
You need more.
You need more. Your cash, stocks, and bonds, you and all of those credit cards. How much do you need before you make all your greed trickle all the way down to me? You always seem to take advantage
with a sad and offense, pickpocketality.
Our people can't even make a living wage. You say, don't take it personally. And all that I know is it's called greed. Ah!
sure seems to us you all think it's funny. Now whatever happened to our land, milk and honey, yeah. Your cash, your stocks and bonds and all of those credit cards. How much do you need before you make all your greed trickle all the way down to me? It's called greed, it's called greed. Hey, hey, hey. Now how much do you need before you make all your greed trickle all the way down to me?
Fuck, that was rad.
Yeah.
Damn, and fuck those people.
Yeah, you greedy fuckers.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
Those motherfuckers.
You guys are jerks. You're greedy.
I am.
Yeah, what they said.
There's
yeah.
a reason why poor countries have happier people.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather that's be right. filthy rich and very happy.
Some guy was so poor, all he had was money.
Fuck yeah.
Da-da-tch.
The truly rich man is the man who knows he problem. Has enough.
Oh, yeah. I don't have enough!
Yeah, you never will.
Yeah, it's hard to fill that void, you know? Insatiable.
You know what, though? I did think I want some more cowbell.
On that one?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we'll save that for next
Dude,
song.
The cowbell was dope.
Now, since we like were talking clap politics bullshit. A little bit earlier.
The cowbell player smoking dope.
Now, when I wrote that song.
Well, kind of. We're trying to, metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically, yeah. We really don't want to delve into it. But that song was written in 2014, 2 years before the election cycle. And it was kind of on the heels of the Occupy movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to kind of write something along that vein. Knowing that the election was going to come in a couple of years, and I didn't know which candidate it would kind of gravitate towards because you have no idea who they are. But that was in Bernie. That song was in Bernie Sanders' campaign.
No
and
shit.
Yep, they were looking about thinking about making a video with that, but it didn't happen. But yeah, so that's a true story.
We're gonna high five on the radio.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome.
It was pretty sweet.
Future high five like Demolition Man.
Everybody high five if the person next to you.
Mental high five. Mental Dang. High five.
Oh, the interns got it.
Yeah, Riki high five.
They're the ones that get to do the physical labor for us.
Yeah, one of those interns was present when I was fielding these calls. You know, from the campaign. So she was just like, "Holy shit!"
Was it the one in the jacuzzi?
Yeah, she was at one time.
Nice.
She might not claim me now though.
She's shaking her head no.
It almost felt to me, too, like it could be used in a musical or something.
Yeah, right,
because
yeah.
it was so very specific in the lyrics.
Yeah.
No, that was like you're like, fuck metaphor, dude. I want to say exactly what it is.
You know, that's
you're right, dude. It's pretty
that's
straight
cool.
to the point.
You know,
that's
you
cool.
know what I mean? It's just like, why you got to be so greedy? You know yeah. what I mean? Because like the way that you're living your lifestyle, sooner or later, it's going to bleed down to all of us.
You know, that's one thing that I really like.
I mean, talk about trickle-down economics.
All right.
You Sammy? Know
what I mean? Go ahead. Sorry, Sammy.
No, that's one thing that I really liked about joining this band is the lyrics weren't shitty. They were really good and I don't know.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Appreciate
no worries.
That.
It wasn't just something stupid like made up like, you know, just to try to rhyme something with something else. It actually meant something pretty cool. So that's what I really liked about joining the band.
And you know what I really like about being in the band?
What's that?
Who?
Is the way that these fabulous vocalists voice these fabulous lyrics, Britt and Grady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Hell goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness! But then again, how about those sax players? Aren't they great?
Sax
oh,
yeah. players,
yeah. dude.
Sax it really fucking, adds a really cool element to the music.
And you guys
music.
Like play together really well. And later, I'm going to put Thank so you. Much fucking reverb on your saxes,
cool.
and no one will be able to make out what you're doing. Be
Good.
Like, why is
I'll
the sax
better.
In a cistern?
Cistern. Hey, put me in the cathedral, baby.
There you go,
Rick. Do you know what I like? What my most favorite thing about sax players are?
What?
It's one letter removed from being a sex player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a sax
yeah.
addict. Does that count?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sexually.
Sexually.
Sax man.
Ain't nothing like good sax. Unfortunately, what I do is nothing like good sax.
Turn me on, sax man.
We should vandalize his license plate. Sexophone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be the first one to do that.
Doesn't it say sax man?
Today.
Oh, sax man.
No, it says saxophone.
That's even better.
It says saxophone. That's
I couldn't get sax man. It wasn't available.
Ugh.
Somebody already stole it from me, so I'm going to have to
It was Alec. Alec has it, bro. And it's on his car.
He'll sell it to you.
It's some dick that just likes sax music. You can't even play it.
Alec. That was Alec, bro. Exactly what I'm saying. I'm just kidding. Yeah,
no, it was totally me.
Cold. Stop that. No, but how about those sax players? Aren't they great?
They are fantastic.
I like it. That's a hard instrument, too. I tried to play that once. It was.
he was trying to get the sex man plate, but they wouldn't let him have it, so he had to settle for sax man.
I kept getting a lot of splinters on my tongue.
And then he had to go and learn the saxophone just to live up to the license plate that he bought.
It was a tough road to hoe.
But damn, you're doing great, dude. You sound awesome. You sound like you've been playing for years.
My license plate says Yak. So I had to go buy a yak.
Nice.
That was awful. I said, I was there, and she said, do you want personalized plates? I said, well, what's the next one in your stack? And it was like, big number, yak. And I'm all, I win. I was going to get one that said yak anyway.
Fucking A. Have you been studying Stephen Wright or what?
I just heard him on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast,
oh,
as a matter of fact.
Oh, man, where is that guy now?
And he's doing great. He's still doing comedy. And I found out that his favorite movie was Harold and Maude, and that was a movie I watched 100,000 times when I was a kid.
Cool. Nice.
So... I feel like he's my soul brother now.
Yeah, I went home one day and realized that everything I owned had been stolen and replaced with exact duplicates, but I could tell.
I was at a bookstore and I met a really nice girl who I can't do his fucking voice. I met a really nice girl who was a bilingual illiterate. She could read and write. She couldn't read and write in two languages. Anyway, but enough Stephen Wright.
Yeah, he was awesome in Reservoir Dogs. Can I get that in there?
There you go. That was
classic.
Yeah. I'm an agnostic, dyslexic, insomniac. I lie awake at night pondering the existence of dog.
Dedetch.
Also half-baked.
Half-baked, yes. Oh, yeah, he's got the couch. Yeah, he's got on the couch. And somebody that I thought was Stephen Wright, but it wasn't. It was another actor that looked like him. Remember in Ghost? Remember the guy that
in
the subway? That
he was
looks
in,
like
he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, too.
Yeah.
He was one of the teachers.
Right?
He drank Sanka. He switched to Sanka. Everybody be cool. They loved him. He was a science teacher.
Is that guy only an actor, or was he a comedian, too, before he got into acting?
I don't think he was a comedian. I think he was just an
actor.
Yeah.
But he looks like Stephen Wright
a little bit.
Yeah. So
the bald. But
Stephen Wright looks like him.
Far more creepier than Stephen Wright.
I have to agree on that one.
Yeah, he gets typecasted too as ghouls. That's why you saw him in Ghost for sure. Remember when we were little at the same time? We're about the same age, me and Grady. Yeah. So
yeah, we're still young, but we're old too.
Yeah,
old enough
that's
to know
what
better.
I feel.
Old enough
me
to
too.
Know better.
That's
young
why I remember all
care.
That. Ship up from back then because I'm kind of like stuck.
We're pretty good age. We can
that's
talk. We can
stuff.
Talk to old people. Like our sax player Rick.
Oh, shout out!
Yeah, 89 is a great number. Yeah,
at the same time, 69's even better. Relate to Sammy and Danny and Britt.
No, you can't, bro. We're just here because of beer and shit. And the interns.
Yeah, well, we don't have any interns upstairs here. We're
Sammy, you're
enough.
The only one with the interns.
I know. That's how I roll, bro.
Pimping downstairs. All right, well, let's play the music, Rick, and get into some rapid fire.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
This is going to be difficult.
How does this work?
I have to admit, I'm a little bit unfocused. It's the worst little quiz.
Sammy.
Rapid fire edition.
We still need an intern.
Here we go. The way rapid fire works, folks, is I'll ask you a series of this or that questions, and you have to pick one, assuming pretty much that the other one doesn't exist, or what would be worse in that kind of scenario. Here we go. The Fight Club question. In all of history... Oh, no, this is...
We can't talk about that.
That's not a...
Sorry, we can't do Fight Club question. Let me scratch that off the list. Sorry, guys.
That's good.
I'm
still going to have to Google it.
Here we go. I'm going to go around the room. Grady, Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, man, I started out... with Elvis, but man, you know, the more I found out about music, it's the Beatles. It's the Beatles. Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Ian?
It's tremendous.
Same question. Beatles or Elvis?
All right, gotta go Beatles.
Beatles all
Beatles.
The way. All right. Let's get over. Am I on the right page? Oh, shit.
You're in the right room, but this is
another room. The wrong page. Wrong podcast.
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
Danny, what's your answer?
Beatles. Oh, you know what? Yeah, Beatles.
Okay. I'm going to take a point off for hesitating. Sammy, downstairs?
I got to say Beatles because Elvis ruined that Christmas song. I hate that shit.
Which one?
So Beatles all day.
All right.
What was that song, though?
I don't without you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why Sammy does not sing on stage.
that sounds like Elvis, bro.
He actually does.
I thought it would be Crying in the Chapel.
I sound like retarded Elvis.
I'm like, well, pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof.
All right, Alec.
I got to go Beatles.
Beatles.
Great man. Break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
All right, so far, we're Beatles are killing it.
Beatles are killing it.
Hey, don't forget us upstairs.
Britt?
Hey, Jude.
Beatles, definitely Beatles.
Boy, Elvis is taking the pipe this week.
He was when he was alive too, bro.
Hey, he took the wrong kind of drugs, man. The Beatles knew what's up.
Yeah,
Rick?
Psychedelic.
Rick Metz?
Yes, sir.
Beatles are Elvis.
Frank Zappa.
Ah, with the third answer, getting an extra point.
Politics are the entertainment.
It's like you listened and you know how to play.
Complex. Oh, totally, dude. I mean, ain't nobody like Frank Zappa, one of the true original geniuses of the 20th century.
Okay.
Oh, shut up.
It wasn't even an option.
Right.
I mean, come on, titties and beer. A masterpiece!
That is not how you play. That's why you're getting negative points for
you're
that.
Such a dweez, you
actually,
moon unit.
I can't give you negative points because he chose Frank Zappa.
I met him.
So he's... Anyway, next question. Did we get everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody in the band, right? We got... Okay.
Was it unanimous except for Rick?
It's always unanimous except for me.
I think it's pretty much unanimous. You went with Frank Zappa, but that could mean Beatles for sure.
Right.
It could also mean Elvis, but
Frank Zappa was more. Frank Zappa was more Beatles than Elvis.
Beatles were more Frank Zappa than Elvis.
Well... Again. Could you
we have lost complete control of this rapid-fire segment.
Yeah. It's not rapid at all.
Move along.
You guys all fail. Okay. Let's start again from zero.
Zero.
Okay, here we go.
Start the clock.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Go!
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Real aliens.
Okay, it sounds like...
All right. They're all brand.
Interesting. I'm just going to judge the whole band on this quiz. That was awesome the way you answered that. All right, get back to some of these rapid fires over here.
Wait, Star Trek original series.
Oh, here's a good one again with some more nerddom. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
DC.
DC.
Marvel.
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 Don't care. Okay, got it. Okay.
It's Batman, man.
All right. So, Avengers or X-Men?
Avengers.
Now the rapid fire is so rapid that nobody knows what's going on.
Pizza or tacos?
Oh, tacos.
Both.
Okay, baby.
Tacos.
Says the beaner downstairs.
Both. Pizza. Tacos. Pizza.
Tacos.
I have to say
both.
Pizza.
Tacos and spaghetti.
Pizza. I'm going pizza.
Both with beer.
Hey, you know there's technically a pizza taco.
Grunge or disco?
And there's a taco pizza.
Grunge, right? Yeah.
Disco. Tell me where the
grunge
pizza taco is
or
right
disco
now.
Grunge.
Say that again.
Grunge or disco?
Grunge.
Disco.
Disco.
Grunge.
Clash or Ramones?
Ramones.
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 Donkey or Walrus?
Ramones.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Hey, it's Rick.
Donkey.
I am a Walrus. Come on, Walrus. Coo-coo-ca-choo.
Was that Alec?
Yeah. All you Beatles fans. Come on. I am the Walrus. Coo-coo-ca-choo. All you Beatles fans. Who in the hell are you?
And you're,
I said Walrus.
Second to last question, Prince or Bowie?
Prince.
Bowie.
Prince.
Prince. Bowie.
Prince.
Bowie.
Prince.
Prince. That can't be second to last.
They're great. They're Prince. Great.
I know, it's a hard question.
Okay, now, but what about?
Gay or ginger?
Oh.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Ginger.
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 Gay.
Fire crotch.
Ginger, ginger, ginger.
Riku, did you have any more questions?
Circumcised or not?
Are you circumcised or not?
Circumcised, baby.
Yep.
Cut.
Jewish.
No. Circumcised and vasectomy.
Jewish.
Damn.
Jewish.
You ain't got nothing down there.
Same here.
The Zombo got one?
You know why Jewish men get circumcised? Jewish women love everything 10% off.
That's a classic. It always works.
Oh. Gotta say it with the right accent.
It works in so many ways. I'm not a racist.
Rick did my circumcision.
Rick, namaste me. Namaste.
Oh, yeah, we need hella namaste for this. Where's the fucking namaste?
Namaste?
Thank you.
Namaste.
Okay, y'all do your thing. Namaste right here.
All right, final question. If you could live in a world with either the Beatles, obviously, or Star Wars, but you can have both, which one do you pick?
Star Wars.
Beatles. Wow. Well, have both. Wow.
Why not both?
You can't have both.
One or the other.
You can only have one.
Why not both? Beatles.
You need the music. Hey, with
no, fuck that. I'll make my own music. You can make your own movie.
You know what I mean?
I'll make my own music.
You can make your own movie.
No, I can make my own music. I'll watch Star Wars.
I can live without the Wookiees.
Exactly.
We are in a spaceship. Right?
Nice.
Somebody else.
What if
Star
I could
Wars
learn too? Every Beatles song?
Your band is very eclectic band. We learned a lot about you guys. You don't all agree on the same thing all the time.
Yes,
because
you got
the
old
sometimes
guys.
Sometimes
you do.
Young guys.
That's right.
Shut up. It was planned.
It's good to get to know you.
I'll come down here, old guy, your
Rick,
ass.
Rick,
dude.
Go ahead. Do you have some questions, Rick?
Did anyone win that?
I did.
Well, let me ask one. Okay, this is the bonus question to see who wins. We're gonna go around the room from the top, and we'll go into your room, Rick, and then we'll end.
Otherwise known as the bottom.
We'll end with Sammy downstairs.
Shut
okay,
up.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
The menage a trois.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Hey, Magic Johnson, AIDS. Baby, AIDS.
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 Magic Johnson. Well,
Magic Johnson.
Here. Cancer.
AIDS, easy.
Because cancer sucks.
Lyme disease.
No, not easy AIDS. Magic
really
Johnson,
Magic
deer
Johnson
ticks.
AIDS. I'm down with Magic Johnson AIDS, bro.
No, I say cancer because I'll fuck some cancer up. I coat my body with cancer-fighting agents on a daily basis, numerous times a day.
Semen
so,
all day to the face.
Well, fellas, you all did very well.
I didn't answer.
Oh, Rick, what is your answer?
Acne.
Okay. Rick,
he's got the different answer.
You did very well as well.
That's the definition of a hipster, right?
Your
there.
Band,
the oldest hipster I know.
Hey, shut up!
He wears it well.
Besides Bernie Sanders,
that's the hipster.
Zappa and acne. That's what you gotta be. You gotta hand it to him. Those are very.
Rick's
very
gonna
good
meet
answers.
You outside, Sammy.
Oh shit! Cool. It wasn't me, bro.
Meet me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Hey, it's only because Rick found out he has a pimple on his ass.
Yeah, and it's Sammy.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you I play the nalgas.
I mean, you're the one that said acne, baby.
Yeah. Nalgas or congas?
Nalgas all day. They call me George of the Jungle, baby.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair.
You asked that already.
Riku asked that.
I'd suck a dick, bro. I'd suck a mean dick. Oh, you have no idea, bro.
Oh, God. I think you need to revisit your drummer there.
This happens
every time I start drinking.
See me after the show.
Every time I start drinking, I just want to suck a dick.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Yeah?
You know the difference between a Big Mac and a blowjob?
I have no idea.
Let's go to lunch.
My treat, baby.
Not again. Not again.
You're not going to choke this time, are you?
You go order yours with extra cheese.
Quarter pounder.
Oh, no, this is the Big Mac, baby. The Big Mac.
So this is why you want us to drink beer.
Exactly.
Okay. Did I want you to? That was actually Rick, who's the sober guy.
Really?
In the next
the show is always
it.
Better when everybody's a little drunk. But the fucking 15 people quiz, that was just bizarre. I don't even know what just happened.
That's like a family reunion for
but
me.
But it felt
bro.
Good. Like we actually
that's
went
like
somewhere,
every week
Rick.
For
I
you,
feel
Sam.
Like we accomplished it. You know?
That's like going to my house and asking people what they want for lunch, bro.
I can just picture the Beatles in the Star Trek garb now. That's all God. I got in my mind.
That's rad, dude.
I've got blisters on me lips.
Oh, man. You might want to go design that tonight before
that
one of our 12 pizza. Listeners hears it, because one of them's crazy enough to do it. One of the Dirty Dozen.
And he's in this room right now.
Yeah, they're actually on the show right now.
Are we done with the quiz? That's
for
it,
once,
right?
I'm glad we're up.
Yeah, let's call it a wrap, because you know who won.
Who won?
Brit Straw. All day long. Are you fucking crazy?
Girl power, good girl job. Power.
Those fucking Russian hackers.
That was a killer answer.
I'm not sure Trump would
did
agree with that,
did you hear what she
though.
Said, Sammy?
Yeah, that's, I'm laughing, bro. I want to get us to Lyme.
That was a horrible quiz.
That's awesome.
They're bad. This show sucks. These guys are horrible.
Why did the woman win?
Bigly.
Bigly.
Yeah, there's one girl. Are you kidding
nah,
me?
Really rich. Weak, no stamina. What the fuck? This show's going to die. Anyway, this has been awesome with Seedless Tendencies. Give us a couple of songs before we close out, and let's talk about your upcoming shows. What do you got coming up on the horizon?
All right. So this summer around Reno, Tahoe, on the 27th Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, we are at 3rd Street Bar for the first time.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Oh,
true.
Shit.
That's true. That's true.
Jesus, Julia, oh, what the
okay,
fuck?
Okay, thanks for the visual.
Dad?
Damn. Gonna need a lobotomy to get that visual out of my brain.
All right, and then we are also playing at Tahoe. It was originally scheduled for June, but we're they're thinking about kicking it to the Hard Rock and doing a pool party, so that might be pushed out till July.
I can be there.
Another festival in August. So anyway, the main thing, hey, Google Seedless Tennessee. We have a website, www.seedlesstennessee.com.
That was my next question.
Or you just Facebook.
Hey, yo, check out my mixtape.
Seedless Tennessee. You know, so we've done some work in the last 8 years. You should just be able to Google us and find us, see what's going on.
So Grady, real quick, just for the record, some people might have a problem. Like, it's not like suicidal tendency. It's spelled a little differently, so they might
have
trouble
true.
Finding it, right?
Good point.
It doesn't matter.
Because, I didn't want to bring up the
because
obvious.
Because sometimes but. I'm smart. So when we actually
sometimes.
Got the domain name, Seedless Tendency, which is the number 10, D-E-N-C, I also purchased Seedless Tendency spelled out. So even people that don't know how we spell our band name, if they said Seedless Tendency, it'll put you right to our band name.
And all you
I
junior bands?
.com also. Very
smart. All you so young bands ten, out there, that's how
ten,
you fucking do shit.
I wish you had
smart.
A...
It's
I,
a number
the
10.
The bottom line is it doesn't matter.
Damn,
put
that's two
seedless,
rock quotes right
seedless,
there.
Seedless Tendency, and it'll pop you to our page. Whether you spell it
that'll
out.
That'll show you how to spell it.
Follow us on Facebook We're gonna, and stuff.
You have to look it up to know how to spell it. But it has numbers and letters in it.
Number 10, D-E-N, Den, C.
iTunes.
Seedless 10, Den, C. Yeah.
.com.
Now you don't have to Google it.
Hi, Billy Mays here with another fantastic band.
So I guess these last two songs that we're going to do are actually songs that we've recorded. We got key tracks, horns, and backup vocals to record, and then we'll be releasing this on our next EP. We have a single that's due for release. We're working on the cover art right now. Our first and only love song called On the Inside. So look for that also. And so between the recordings and doing some local shows, probably a couple, you know, a few out-of-town shows between now and the end of the year. October is our end of the year. You guys can come check us out for sure.
Cool.
On the Inside was named after me, by the way.
Sexually.
Of course.
All right, so let's
see. I lost my page.
So these next two songs, I think we're going to try to do a little medley. I think we're going to blend them in together. Would that be okay, Rick?
How much does a segue?
Do you guys mind if I read a couple things off before we go?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then we'll just close the show out with you guys playing music. Even it. Cool. What number are we on right here?
Five and six.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Then, Rick, did you have anything coming up this weekend? Dogwater Dick?
Yeah. I'm recording the band The Swigs, which is Jonathan Daniels' new band from fucking...
Swigs.
I'm recording a band
that's
that I've never fucking heard, and I'm hella excited about to see what they got going on.
All right,
and John's really cute, so
okay, we'll get word on how cute John is and the sound of the Swigs next episode.
The last time he was fucking, he played a live show from the audience. I just screamed at the top of my lungs, "Take it off, bitch boy!" And he fucking took his shirt off. So that's the kind of power I hold in Reno.
Fucking, you got pool, dude. You're a fucking straight up pimp, dude. You big gay pimp.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Okay, well, what I got going on is fucking Rory and Diane are getting married.
Oh,
Reverend
Rory
Dowd, who's not with us because he's going to be married the next time he joins us on the show.
Congratulations, Rev.
Yeah.
He's going to have his new bride, Diana.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And that's all Diana's. It's all for her. That's so awesome.
She deserves us being there.
Yes.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
And that will not be happening at the wedding. At all. I'm there
it's
to help.
It's sterile. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Unless you spike the punch.
So we just want to say congrats to Rory. And I know we're going to be hanging out over there, all the fellas from WLP, because we just love you guys so much. I hope Rory listens to the podcast. He probably won't.
Not a chance.
You're a cool dude, and thanks for helping with me with Merry Anarchy this weekend. And Elgin Alway, too, was an awesome host.
Oh, that was
host.
Rad, yeah.
Very, very
oh,
cool
he
host.
Does he does comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I do comedy with
and,
him sometimes.
And has begun
very cool.
hosting stuff.
Who is it who does the Hollywood, or the comedy?
That's Sammy. Me, Sammy, yeah.
Sammy.
He's a very professional.
Cool. Yes, sir. Not really,
nice.
But yeah.
Gets yeah, paid. Elgin was a great host, and he can keep hosting Merry Anarchies.
Nice.
We're excited to have him on the team. Also coming up is a benefit for Adolfo, local cool dude, punkers on the scene or whatever, who got hit by a car. Mm-hmm. I don't know him personally, but my wife's band, Eddie and the Subtitles, are playing at that show at Shays. It's Friday, May 19th, which is the same day as Roy's wedding, but Friday, May 19th at 9 p.m. So it'll be towards the end of the wedding. So
hey, just to interrupt real quick, is that a total testament to Reno right there? He said he doesn't even know this person, and yet he's donating his time, you know, to this worthy cause. So, hey, hands off, Nick.
Yay, everybody Nick. That does
well, of course.
That.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, baby.
Benefit for Adolfo. But, you know, a lot of my friends are cool, are friends with him, so obviously we're in the same circles. And, yeah, he got hurt, and he's in the hospital, so we're raising money for his bills and stuff, and it's Eddie and the Subtitles, Sex Devils, Illegal, who's going to be playing their last...
Dude, I haven't seen them in fucking
their
forever.
Last show.
Oh, I was just going to say, Sammy, don't run. It's not like the, you know, the La Migra or anything like that, you know what I mean? So it's not the same thing, so stay there. We got two more songs.
Wait, I don't even speak English, bro. What?
Okay. And a couple other bands, okay. Uncle Angry, Evil Ash, and it's all at Shay's Tavern. Yeah. So go to
a couple
that.
Black
Spencer.
Dudes
in that shit too.
Absolutely. Can I get a plug in?
Yeah, plug. Put your. What, who needs a plug? Let's
hey,
go.
It's a sax man, baby. You know, come on out and check out my jazz jam every Tuesday night.
Sax man
at the Sparks Lounge, the former sidelines at Sparks
Tuesday,
on Bering Boulevard.
Now, is it like gay ass modern smooth jazz? Or
no,
is it like
fuck
kick
that
ass
shit.
Fucking
kick ass Rat Pack style vocal jazz, Sinatra style. We got all the best musicians in town sitting in.
Is
and
there ever any like Dixieland shit? Because that's
oh,
my favorite.
Oh hell yeah, dude! You
fuck,
come on in. Let me
I've
play some Louis Armstrong
that.
For you, man. I will play some Satch for you, man.
Somebody needs to bust out some cornet chop suey for me.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I'll just take you down to Nolens, baby, and get you all wet.
Fuck, I need that.
Come on down. But no, every Tuesday night at the Sparks Lounge down in Sparks at Sparks and Bering Boulevard by the Smiths, across from Reed High, 7 to 10. All musicians are welcome. We do every style of jazz,
ooh,
man.
Sax, man.
From that straight ahead, stop it. From that straight ahead, you know, Sinatra style stuff to funk to
sax,
blues.
Man,
and,
man.
Stop it.
Sax,
you guys suck.
Cookie.
Oh, please come and see me. I'm lonely.
Sax with me.
Yes, sax, man. Sax.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
A Forte Award winning band from 1920. Come on out and see us every Tuesday night. So, you guys are killing me, man.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Yum.
No, I'm white.
Yeah. Let's
Alec is the sexy, muscular black guy.
Yeah.
He's damn cute, too. Get me out of this room.
Thank you.
Let's all get out there and support all this awesome Reno music going
on. A ton
on
of great music out there.
And helping people is always a great show. Eddie and the Subtitles, you know, that's a rare thing. It's,
They're getting fucking cooler
it.
And cooler.
Yeah,
so
they're so good.
They were good already, and now they're better.
Got
a
drummer from Cathedral Ghost with fucking...
Two members of the Shames.
Two members of
and
the
of course,
Shames.
The legendary Eddie,
and Eddie
Subtitle.
And Eddie Subtitle. Who grew up in Reno.
And then became a big thing in L.A. in the 80s.
In early 80s.
And then came back here.
You know, Black Flag and Circle right? Jerks and all those bands.
X.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
So go see that. I know I have some shows coming up that I can't even think of, so don't worry about it. I'll
so
see you on the internet.
So shows, so little time.
Yeah.
So if we forgot to mention you, please
you
let
can
us
look
know.
It up. Yeah, which nobody does, so
right.
We'll talk to you on the flip side. See you next show for... Dogwater Dick, Rory Dowd, for Chewbacca, Riku, for Seedless Tendencies. I'm Nick Ramirez saying, life is short, and we love you. Amen.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, a little grass between your toes.
know the trouble, I know the struggle, I know what you're going through when you want to choke the time when life gets out of rhyme and it's not jam on with you. Oh, making it through the day gets harder when they play so little for all that you do when you found a higher ground when no one else is around. I want to give you a clue. Where does it come from? Where does it grow?
Where does it grow?
Does enemy need a recharge?
Need a recharge, oh.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? A different flow. Yeah, I know there's trouble. I know your life is a struggle. So what is your strategy when you ain't got no time, no frame of mind to find that beach on your street? Where did you come from? Charge you for that, but here you go. You've got to find a place, put some grass between your toes. No matter if you live in the city where the grass and
just won't grow,
just tap to your mind. Find a place,
let's go jive.
Find a place so deep inside, put some grass between your toes. This new philosophy when you embrace the change, you start to win the game of life when you find the green. Where did you come from? I know what I'm talking about by now. Ha! A different flow. A different flow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ooh, 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 ooh. You've got to find a place, put some grass between your toes. No matter if you live in the city where the grass just won't grow. Whoa. I came to testify, don't mean to be a bother, but would you rather be night or day? Loneliness, but with the kiss of love, can light the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So watch your love grow. Watch your love go and grow, 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 grow and grow. Watch your love grow. Sky is in blue. So
gray and then you're blue. Mental war.
Oh, this mental war.
It is when I am with you. You give me all of the things that I was looking for.
Inside, that makes me happy. It's a deeper prize. Oh.
So watch your love go and grow, go, go, go. Every day we wake up with the same sun, maybe different time and a different home. Choice of how to win, take that view. You know, let's stay on top of it. Let's keep life cool. Cause you got to know we're gonna find that reason to make this love grow, yeah, season to season. Just think if we could do this with a plant, why can't we do it man to man? Just cast aside the lies of suited old men and watch your love grow from within. From within. Yeah. We're gonna feel the Rastafari in the party in the house tonight. Yeah. Hope I didn't bother you. Or would you rather be not or dear?